friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to episode 57 of Friends with a Twist.
Woohoo!
I'm Madison. We're so excited to be here with you. I'm joined by my sexy fellow sick at the moment co-host, Kenzie. Yeah.
We are going to do our best here. I probably sound a little funny, and I'm sorry, but we're going to do the best we can with what we've got.
I think maybe our voices sound sexier when we're a little under the weather.
Let's hope so.
We'll see how this goes. We're still tasting the fireball. We're feeling good. But thank you all for joining and listening. Hopefully you like what you hear for this episode. And if you do, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, Madison, tell all our twisty friends what we're going to talk about this episode.
Perfect. All right. So as usual, let's get things going with our chick chat, talking about what's new in our lives. I feel like we have a lot of good stuff to share that's recent for both of us.
Yeah.
So we'll start with that and then we'll move on to life and the lifestyle. This episode, we're going to focus on tips for single guys. It's a little sausage party tonight. And then lastly, we're going to wrap things up with a sexy pod bash story from Kenzie, which actually includes a new experience for her.
If you can believe it, what could possibly be left at this
right? Oh, so this will be a true going deep segment because this is all brand new stuff. I can't wait to hear. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And we wanted to give a little shout out to our partner, Quiver.
Yes.
The lifestyle site and app. You've heard us talking about that before if you've listened to us before. But we partner with them and just wanted to give a shout out. If you're following us on Quiver, you may have seen I made a little post about our upcoming PGC trip for this weekend. So you can always find little extras on Quiver from us there. And then also, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in just a moment. But our New Year's Eve plans, I think, are finalized.
Finally.
So if you are in the, or if you're going to be in the Raleigh, North Carolina area right at the end of the year at New Year's, let us know. Connect with us on Quiver. We might be able to meet up with you for a drink or at a party. But again, we'll say a little bit more about that in a second. So all good things on Quiver. Check them out if you haven't already. You can use the FWAT code to get 30 days all access. Check it out. See what you think. No strings attached. And come join us on Quiver as well.
All right. So let's move on to some fireball shots and our chick chat.
Okay.
Here we go.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Cheers. Burns so good. Huh. You know, after a week of being at Desire RM and having some fireball, I thought, honestly, I was getting a little reflux from it. So I was like, maybe this is the end of fireball. But nope. No, I'm back.
Here
it feels good. We're good. So speaking of that, I don't know. Should I just get rolling?
Yes.
I can't stop talking.
Do it.
So,
I can't wait to hear. I purposely have not asked you about your trip because I wanted it to be live and in living color on the fly here.
All right. But before I get to that, actually, I forgot.
Oh, that's right. You have other stuff too.
So many things. So Barry and I did celebrate Halloween at Charisma in New Jersey. I think I mentioned on the last episode that we were going, but I'm pretty sure that was before Halloween. So I'm going to just share a little bit about that party. It was a blast, as Ooh. Usual. Barry and I recycled our Baywatch costumes Ooh. From Podbash.
Nothing wrong. Eco-friendly. I love it.
Yeah. Super comfortable. Like, it felt really good that night. We didn't actually end up playing with anybody, but we found a table, like a high top right off the dance area. We just kind of chilled, like, I don't know, claimed our space and different people like came through. Actually, another couple who was at Podbash, they were in town for that Exotica, or they were in the state for Exotica and then ventured over this way. So we got to run into some friends unexpectedly, which was nice.
Yeah.
And some other friends that we've met there previously, a couple that I think we're probably planning to like hook up with in the future. We've kind of put it out there, have a little group chat, occasionally do like the sexy photo thing. So I don't know, just some fun people, a good night out together. But it wasn't a super sexy play night for us. But well, Charisma, it's a great, clean club. Like they have the dance floor, playrooms, open and private rooms. Mm-hmm. This like glory hole type of room. But he like on camera, you can see things. I don't know. That club, there's just always something new. So highly recommend if you ever want to attend a party there. And yeah, a week ago, I guess at this point, we were down in Mexico, Barry and I, at Desire RM, Riviera Maya, for the Pineapple Fitness Takeover. And that, so that group's a Canadian operated group, but anyone can attend any of their events. And we actually found out about them from a Facebook group.
Ah, okay.
It was all Barry. He gets me into everything. But while we were there, I just want to give a quick shout out. We met a few great couples from all over Idaho, North Carolina, Colorado, Maine, Michigan, Texas, Alaska, and obviously, of course, a whole bunch of Canadians. So
oh, those crazy Canadians are a good time.
They're so fucking friendly, though. I can't really say enough great things about the people that were at this takeover. Everyone was super inclusive and friendly, and they seemed very genuine, at least in the like friendly conversation. So we had an amazing time. And it shocked me, but if you do go to Desire RM anytime soon, there are a lot of feral cats and raccoons just wandering around the resort. Freaked me the fuck out a bit at first. But unfortunately, I gave in and I fed them and touched the paw of one, which maybe you shouldn't feed the wild animals, but we did it and they were cute. Go ahead.
Well, all right. So I'm just going to leave that alone for a second. But what did, and maybe you're getting there, I'm sorry. What did you think of RM? Because I know you've been there before on, I think, a day pass. This was your first time staying there, right?
Yeah.
And it's new and improved. And do you, like, I don't know how much you remember from your day pass time versus like, do you want to say anything about what you thought of just like kind of the property itself?
Yes, that's the second next paragraph I was going to touch on, and I think it fits better here, so let me actually get into that.
Okay.
Yes. Honestly, the new resort setup I thought was beautiful. Like, you walk out of the lobby down the steps and you look out into the new pool and you see the golf right behind. It's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I may actually prefer this place more than TTR or Temptation Resort.
Well, that's a bold statement, Madison.
I know. Maybe it was just because of the takeover, but I felt like the staff was so friendly. Everything was just so organized. There's really not much to complain about. I think at all of the resorts, the food at the restaurants is very small, and maybe people would complain about food or something, but I don't know. It was fine for us, and I was very pleased with the whole week. Barry and I stayed in the old, I guess, part of the resort, but it worked out perfectly. We were near the restaurants and the quiet pool, which was actually the takeover pool with DJ every day. So it was more lively than it normally is. But the new hot tub in the new building, I guess on top of the new building, I thought was great, a little bigger. The disco seemed, maybe that could be bigger, or the dance floor could be bigger or something. But
that wasn't done when we were there last year, earlier this year.
Was the hot tub?
The hot tub was, the new disco. So
And while every night we were there, they had decorations to fit the takeover themes. Oh my gosh, I have to show you some of the videos via the Facebook group, but beautiful fucking decorations every night for us. So we had a blast dancing every night at the disco there. So
Did your group have different themes than the other people that were at Desire had?
So, and I've always like felt weird about that. And I was talking to another person who knows our podcast and is actually working on starting their own podcast. So hello, you know who you are. But we were kind of agreeing that sometimes we feel bad when that happens, because say it's your first time there and you show up to the entertainment and you look different than everyone else because of your outfit, and you're like, oh my god, what the fuck, like why? But like, there was enough like half and half, our theme, half the other theme. Some nights, like low night, it was the same. So I don't know, I guess it could have matched up a little better to match with the resort themes, but yes, they were a little different.
Okay.
And then each day we had a pool party, brief pool game, DJs. I said the amazing decor in the disco. There were some separate shows up in the disco beyond the regular resort entertainment every night. Oh, I just want to say, like, Barry and I, we participated in, along with our Idaho friends, hello guys, the body shot game. Which wasn't too crazy. Like, they directed us in the first three moves. One was, God, what was the first one? I don't know. One was pouring it down my tits to Barry. The other one was like down my ass. Oh, one was I spit it into Barry's mouth and then he spit it back to mine. Mm. And then we had to make up our own move at the end. So I put my hands down in like a handstand, believe it or not, lifted my legs up. So Barry like had my knees or feet over his shoulders, like holding my knees. Okay. And then I regret it, but we had the host couple pour the shot like on my vagina asshole area and Barry like slopped it up. I had a thong bottom on, so it didn't go directly in me, but maybe I don't recommend lemon drop shots in your pussy area.
Yeah, that could sting a little.
Could put things off for a little bit, but no, I'm fine down there. But anyway, it was a good time.
Proceed with caution when you play these games.
Yeah. And they had one night they had rented a mechanical penis. I shared that in our story.
Oh, yeah.
Like a mechanical bull.
That got a lot of interest. People were commenting left and right on that one.
And they're like, do they always have this? Like, no, it was just for the takeover. And yes, I was like, how the fuck did this conversation via phone go? Like, how did you find this? But
hello, I would like to rent your mechanical penis.
Right. Like, how do you even fucking find that? But no, there's a business for it. So, and I will say Barry surprised me with bringing some shivers down. Ooh. I would have never fucking risked that, but
Barry the drug mule,
apparently being like hemp based or something, I don't know. We've talked to the owners of the company and like it is safe to travel with. We did not bring an excessive amount of anything, but we brought it and Barry and I had some fucking amazing sex on it. Ooh. I will say, well, just I took it, but I will say this whole trip was actually very beneficial for Barry and I just feel like we really reconnected and we were just on the same page every day. And nice. I would just like to make a side note about shivers because I saw some posts on Facebook or different social medias, like people take it and they're like, I fall asleep. So I just want to say that you shouldn't take it and then just sit around waiting for it to magically make you jump up and have sex.
Yeah, no.
I take it an hour or two ahead of planned playtime to truly reap the benefits. I take it and then get yourself going in the moment. Like you need to start having sex to reap the benefits. Like it's not just the magical gummy that's going to give you the energy to go fuck someone.
I agree.
I don't know. I just wanted to put that out
there. No, I agree as well. I've seen some of those comments as well, and I agree with you 100% that, it's going to take some time to kick in.
Yeah.
And I think probably as with many other substances in general, like, if you're just sitting, if you take it and just sit on the couch, like, no, nothing is going to happen. Like, you got to, like, keep, like, be the fucking shark. Like, keep moving. Keep swimming. Yeah. Keep, like, fucking.
It's an enhancement. It's not the everything to make it happen.
So yeah.
I will say, I think I sleep very well after the great sex with them.
So do you want to tell us some more about this great sex that you had with Barry or any of your sexy things?
I do. Actually, I really do. So several of the nights, well, the one night with just Barry and I didn't know it was his hand in my pussy. This was a shivers night, but I thought he had a toy in me. Like, I don't know. I was so heightened with the good sensation. Like, I was like, put it in more. And like, it was his hand. Like, I couldn't get his hand inside me deep enough. I was like, fucking give me more. So yeah, that was some hot sex that's not normal. Not normally how I maybe react.
No, yeah, okay.
In general.
Got it, yeah.
But some alcohol, the shivers, the sexy vibe all day, like, just had me in this
horny state. The Mexican moon shining on your naked breasts.
Yeah, all that. Every day, like, you're around topless or fully nude people. Mm-hmm. Most of them you're attracted to. We saw some people having sex next to the pool. We left one afternoon and had a little afternoon soiree with a couple that we know.
Nice.
So you're just in a sexy vibe.
All sexed
the whole
up
time.
All day.
And we actually ended up playing with three different couples, which is a lot for me on vacation.
Ooh, you sluts.
And us, like, three times. Like, I had a lot of sex this trip. It was amazing. And connected with females. Like, I haven't enjoyed girl-on-girl play for quite some time. I feel like even in the couple scenarios, it's just maybe some kisses and touching and, like, we're fucking the other person's partner. Mm-hmm. But no, I was like, essentially kissing and making out with the other females of these couples, dry humping the fuck out of the one girl in the disco playroom one night before we had sex. Just this passion for another female that I thought I had lost, to be honest. So I feel like it rejuvenated.
Nice.
A lot of great feelings about the lifestyle this whole trip. So
good.
I promise I have three very sexy stories that in the future I plan to tell and share. But one was a repeat with a couple from Pod Bash.
Ooh.
That we also saw down here. One was another couple. They're actually listeners.
Hello.
hi, I think you know who you are, hopefully. You said she likes to listen to it and has learned a lot from our podcast, but sometimes gets horny listening to it. So when her husband gets home, we're beneficial to others having sex.
You
too.
Are welcome. Just we're paying it forward.
Yeah, so that couple was from Canada. So we have a fun story with that. Our very fucking first night.
Oh, Canada.
Hooked up with that couple. And then I think it was Barry and I. And then it was an afternoon thing. And then there was another evening thing. Like, yeah, it was just super
so
sexy.
Much sex.
So much sex all the time. And my pussy was sore by day 5.
Oh.
Like, Barry and I were fucking that night. And I said, I can't do much more. So, no offense, but can you finish soon? Because my pussy hurts and I can't take your cock anymore. And a couple of the other females, like, we're all getting, like, sore throats and our pussies are sore. And I was like, Jesus, like, we are really all fucking taking advantage.
Sign of a good vacay. Cocks.
Yes. Fabulous vacation. Highly recommend any future Pineapple Fitness events. They are doing a takeover. For us Americans, it's over the Thanksgiving holiday next year, but they're doing a big tower takeover at Temptation. If you can go, I would recommend booking now and going because it's going to fill up very quickly. I think if you want to sign up for that event next year, try to find the Facebook group Pineapple Fitness and get details that way, or we can also share a link on our show notes or our social media or website in the future in case you want to link up to sign up for the party next year. So highly recommend. So many good things to share, and I'm excited to share all those stories in the future. But yeah, that's our summary. So I know I chatted a heck of a lot. I don't usually have a lot of chick chat stuff to share, so I was very excited this time.
No, that's awesome. I was very excited to hear about the trip and the event and the takeover and all of it. So no problem at all. I wanted to hear all of it.
Amazeballs. Yes. So tell me, I know I saw you not that long ago. We had a fun little drinking day with a bunch of friends. But what else have you guys been up to?
Nah, that's it. No, that was on my list to chat about. So I'll just start there.
Okay.
So there was an event in a town close to us. We got, interestingly enough, we got a bunch of lifestyle friends together to attend this sort of like outdoor festival kind of idea during the day on a weekend. But it was like one of the most vanilla lifestyle group things we've done in a while. Just kind of funny. Nothing wrong with that. But it just happened to be all lifestyle people doing very vanilla things.
See, we can just hang out and
we
be friends.
Can. Yeah, we can not have sex sometimes. No, but so kind of, I guess for me, what was maybe just funny about this is essentially a lot of the same people. Several episodes ago, we had talked about going out on St. Patrick's Day and how one of our friends was, we were walking down the street and he was yelling gangbang. Oh, so yeah. This time we told him not to yell gangbang. So the compromise was that he would yell group hug instead and we would all embrace in an awkward group hug. So we kept it a little more PG this time. He still got really fucked up anyway, but always a good time. So we made it work. Aww. But yeah, so just, I guess, an example to say that even when you have lifestyle people come together, it doesn't always have to be just a big orgy or something. Like, it's fun to still be around people who are like-minded in that way, where you really can just kind of be yourself, even if you're not necessarily doing overtly sexy things. I mean, we were basically kind of like some food, some drinks, some like vendors. We stopped into some dive bars, things like that. So yeah, like nothing really super sexy, but just a fun day to get everybody together and just kind of relax and chill out.
I mean, we are friends with a twist.
We were friendly. Yeah. So that was fun. And then I guess the other thing I will mention is kind of one of those like, I don't know if I'm like admitting when I was wrong or what I'm admitting here, but I'm back on Field, probably against my better judgment. So Field.
What, can I ask what made you? Oh, all right. Explain it first and then what made you do that?
Why the hell? Yeah. So Field is this app that kind of caters to not just the lifestyle, but like singles, couples, poly, kink, like kind of a much wider spectrum than I think some of the other dating apps out there do. I had gotten fed up with them a while ago. I don't know, probably about a year ago or so. And like canceled my subscription and I stomped off like a, you know, like a toddler or something. And then I think what made me get back on was just sheer curiosity.
Interesting.
And I have refused to pay for a membership yet, even though Gary keeps telling me to just like cough up the money because like you get more, you can like see more things and like whatever. You have other functions.
Maybe you would enjoy it more.
Maybe. But I just like fucking refuse. So we're at this like standoff. So anyway, if you've seen a Kenzie profile and wondered if it was me, I'm back. And I don't know, I still have kind of mixed feelings about it. Like, the app itself is still a little bit glitchy, but it is kind of an interesting way to be able to meet some more kind of like-minded people. So, I'm giving it a try. I'll keep you updated, let you know if there's any major pros or cons, but...
I wish you luck.
So that's it for me. That's all I will share for right now, but... We have big, exciting, hot off the press
news.
As of an hour ago, maybe.
Breaking news for FWAT. We have finally confirmed our New Year's Eve plans. And I know we had a lot of options and different friends in different places that wanted us to come hang out, but we are going to Raleigh for the Friction event, the naughty and elegant Carolina takeover event. I'm sorry, I think I'm messing up the official name, but
I think you have all the words. I don't know if they're in the right order.
They're jumbled around. It's a scramble. Figure it out. But we have the deets and the dates on our website in case you're also able to go or if you're in the area. But we're excited to venture down to North Carolina together, make a little
road trip
and have some sexy fun, hopefully. And celebrate New Year's Eve that way.
Yeah.
So if you will be there, please feel free to reach out to us on any of our social medias or email, and we'd love to connect with you there.
Woo!
All right. We're going to take a quick break here from one of our partners, and we'll be back for our Life in the Lifestyle. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, friends, we're back for Life in the Lifestyle. And as I mentioned earlier, this episode is Kenzie and Madison's tips for single guys. We're going to do our best to give some feedback, maybe some real life examples and some good stuff. Hopefully you'll learn from. So again, this segment will really just be a summary of our top tips for single males in the lifestyle. We're hoping to be fairly direct and blunt with this information, but please don't mistake any of that for hating on single males, especially me. I'm here all for them. I know you are too. Like, we love them in the lifestyle. So we appreciate the single men out there. However, there's definitely, we think, some best practices that we're hoping to share tips for in this segment. I don't know, especially when it comes to approaching couples in the lifestyle, because obviously that's where we have the experience. So we're going to share what we've learned through our experiences. And before we talk about just what we have experienced, Kenzie put out a great question on our social media apps about, so like, you've connected with a single male in the lifestyle. Like, what was a quality or something about him that got him to the official meeting with you and your partner?
Yeah.
Or share the responses. I feel like we got some good feedback on that question.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some kind of like themes emerged for sure. But what we got in response was that the single male had respect for the partner, meaning the male, like the husband, the male partner.
Yes.
Like getting along with the husband or male partner, like those kinds of ideas. You shouldn't necessarily focus just on the female, I think, is kind of what the responses were indicating. Definitely several people echoed the idea that the single male's personality is kind of what won them over and kind of got him to, you know, the sacred land. one person at least said that they made her laugh. And that was kind of what, you know, helped them proceed to the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I like the way that somebody phrased this. They said, acting civil and respectful, not like a horny rabbit.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And I don't know, in my mind, kind of related, somebody else said that the single male made a genuine effort. It didn't feel like they were just casting a net to kind of see what they could catch, but it was like a genuine effort. So I definitely can appreciate that. Some other responses we got kind of in various, you know, phrasing, but the idea was confidence, communication, and overall good vibe. So again, I mean, I know like that stuff can be a little hard to kind of really quantify or pinpoint what exactly that is. But I think the reality is that you're just going to click with some couples and you aren't going to click with some couples.
Yeah, that's true.
So just kind of being able to read the cues that you're getting from those people and know when it's time to cut your losses and move on. Respect was another big component. I think maybe, I don't know, I mentioned that already. So yeah, I think, I hope that was sort of a representative summary of a lot of the great responses that we got from our friends and listeners.
Yeah. And I love that I agree with most of those. Half the things that you shared are actually in our future notes for the rest of this segment. So that's beautiful. Perfect segue. I don't know. We have some, I think, topics that we're going to focus on, but maybe just right off the bat, we should share, or I'm going to share some general things across the board. Let's just start simple tips for single guys and getting to the promised land with a couple. Just want to remind everybody that hygiene perhaps is just something great to do to take care of yourself and be clean and prepared when you do make it to that date with a couple and you're planning to play with them. I just always think back to, and a lot of people mention it actually on this past trip, the person we played with that had a lot of hair in the area that I did not expect. Kind of threw me for a loop in the moment. So maybe just consider that. Or if you are one who does not shave anything, perhaps that's something you'd like to mention ahead of time.
Yeah.
And just be clean and, you know, maybe even be prepared to share shameless care testing results ahead of time, which we are partnered with, by the way. And if you use code FWAT, you get 15% off your STI order. But anyway, shameless plug there. Literally shameless plug. But
I see what you did there.
Being clean, caring for yourself, being honest. If you have a lot of hair in certain areas and just ask if that's okay with couples, that doesn't mean send a dick pic, but just different things to consider. Yep. So from my experience, I'm going to start off with what has made MFMs successful for Barry and I in the past. Number one is always a guy who can have a good conversation with Barry, but also at the same time can mix in some flirting and some compliments towards me. Makes a hell of a difference. Like, I feel like that's the perfect scenario. Like, him and Barry just can chat for hours, but like, he'll say nice things to me, and I don't know. It sounds selfish, but getting those compliments in the moment while he's also driving with your man, like, it's just the perfect setup, I think. And I feel like for a single male, just going at the pace of the female, but also, this is so hard. It's like, go as slow as the female, but don't be afraid to be too dominant. Like, don't be afraid to take control to get things going. I think a lot of threesomes for us have really taken off because either Barry or the other guy make the initiative. Like, it's not always me to take that first step when we're back at our house or in a hotel room playing. So I appreciate a guy who can get in the door with all of us, but isn't afraid to make the first move once we're alone.
Yeah.
And then generally just guys who respect our rules and our boundaries and don't try to push past them in the moment. Like, there's nothing worse than you've set ground rules and then in the moment with a single male, they're trying to take it a little bit further or just see like, no, I think you'll like this. Maybe I can get away with this. Like, yeah. No, that's not ever worth testing. And I will say, to be frank, what has made MFM successful playing with single guys has been guys who can stay hard with a condom on throughout the play session. Sorry if that offends some people, but believe it or not, this trip to RM, I didn't make any other guy come except for Barry. That's fine. You don't have to come in the play session, but I would appreciate that. I know condoms aren't always common for you and your partner, but you should try to get used to them a little bit if you're going to play in the lifestyle. And if you put it on and you just can't keep it hard, well, then I guess you're not going to fuck me. So, like, be prepared to do something else. So those are my tips for sealing the deal on a threesome with Barry and I. But I know some of that sounds a little bit harsh, but do you agree on most of that or have anything else?
Yes and yes. I agree with what you said, and I have maybe just like one other thing to add, but I appreciate the way that you kicked off this segment because I know that some of what we're going to say does probably sound a little like harsh or like bitchy or whatever, but it's also the fucking truth. So yeah. There you go. Anyway, I think the other thing I would add kind of in this realm would be a suggestion to be patient.
Yes.
And again, in my experience, not opposed to single guys at all, but that's not always my priority, I guess is what I would say. Mm-hmm. Gary and I are open to that dynamic, but it's not always like the first thing that we're looking for.
Yeah.
Maybe this is like our fault, shitty on us. Maybe I'm not responding to your message every 30 seconds or something, or like, you know what I mean? Like there could be a delay in how quickly I respond to you, you know, different things like that. So I think just being prepared to be patient because, again, you might find couples like me and Gary where it's not like our first, like we're specifically seeking that out.
Yeah.
And it can also be because couples might be getting a fucking shit ton of messages from various single males. And it's just a lot to go through sometimes. So I think just having some patience will get you a lot further along.
True. Yeah.
Than if you're being like really pushy or aggressive about things. And then also just making sure that the couple you're trying to engage with is even interested in a single male.
Oh my God.
That might not be what they want. You need to know, you know, like, what the hell? Isn't there a phrase about that? Like, you got to sell to the right person?
Probably. I don't know what it is.
Clearly, I'm not in sales.
But I feel like that's a perfect segue. Like, when messaging a couple on a lifestyle site or social media, I just had like a million thoughts when you were just bringing that up. So first of all, I feel like people don't always read the profiles, like on SLS, for example, just sending out blanket messages. I know that for a fact because you can see the history of messages. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you, it must be embarrassing. I don't know how they don't realize this, but we have messages from some single men. It's the same message every few months. Like, I know you're sending it out to 100 people. Fine, good for you. Like, you'll get a connection that way eventually, sure. But if you... do you not check to see the past messages where you haven't gotten a response and you sent the exact same verbiage each time? Like, that just drives me nuts. But yes, also making sure the couple that you're reaching out to is even interested would be a great question to ask. So I feel like we've actually given some tips on this before. Thank you for writing in our notes here, Kenzie. Apparently, episodes 36 to 38, we did that whole awesome three-part series about MFMs, threesomes, and we definitely gave some of this advice, but let's just reemphasize a few of the topics. When messaging couples on lifestyle sites like SLS, Quiver, Field, Cassidy, whatever you use, STC, don't maybe start off a brand new message with a dick pic or just say hi. And
I hate that shit.
Hi. Ah. It's like the seagulls from Finding Nemo. Hi. And don't just maybe start off asking if I want to meet tonight to fuck because you're in town for the night. I can't tell you how many times we get that message. I don't even know you. I don't know. I'm not just going to meet you at the hotel. Maybe if I'm super horny, I'll say fuck it and do it. But generally, no. And again, maybe that really works for other couples. So it's worth trying. But for the most part, most of the females and couples I know, it does not. So I feel like we've had some really nice messages from brand new single men in the past. If I could summarize everything they've done that I enjoyed was they introduced themselves in the first message. Even if a lot of the stuff's already in their profile, they reiterate it in the message. They state their interest in me and us. They maybe share how long they've been in the lifestyle. Like they give a compliment to our photos or even to our profile. And sometimes they include a face pic right off the bat, or they open their photos. So it's not just a message without a profile picture. Like, we can see who you are. I appreciate that because then I'm much more comfortable opening maybe some of our photos right off the bat, too, if we like how you look. So I feel like messages like that will more so get a response than the short just hi or things spelled wrong, grammatical errors, want to fuck, meet me tonight. Hi.
Yes. 100% all yes. Some sort of personalization, I think, is absolutely necessary if you want any sort of chance. Because, yes, I get that as a single man, I'm sure you're playing a little bit of a numbers game.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. You're going to send out, whatever, 300 messages and whatever percentage are going to respond to you. So, like, I mean, I get it. Like, you have a life to live as well, but mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to get you very far, frankly. Like, there needs to be some sort of personalization or...
to connect on.
Why are you interested in me?
Yeah.
If it's just, like, you are looking for any way to get your dick wet, then, like, move on. I am not your girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know, like, that there's something about me or our profile or whatever... mm-hmm. that caught your interest. So, like, your first message to me should reflect that.
Yeah.
It should not be just a generic, I would love to fuck anything with a pulse tonight. Are you free? Like, that is not going to work. I'm sorry. So, no, go away. Again, a little bit of harsh and bluntness here for you this evening.
This is what we like. Anyway, specifically. All right, we found it on the messaging, lifestyle, social media app stuff. So I feel like there's different scenarios. Once you've connected with a couple, you're either going to meet them one-on-one, at a club, at a resort, like different scenarios where you're actually going to meet another couple as a single male. So I feel like I have tips or different examples from all of those scenarios. Number one, if you're meeting a single male, or if Barry and I are meeting a single male at a club, for some reason, I feel like they're a lot pushier to play. I assume maybe that's just because time is limited to seal the deal in those types of scenarios, or... I don't know what it is, but I feel like that's a turnoff for me. Like, I feel like I'm just another number for them. Like, that pressure, if we're meeting at a club and we haven't mm-hmm. said, like, no, I'm really interested. I think we should play. If we haven't had that conversation and you're, like, really pressuring me right off the bat to go back to the playroom, I don't feel like I'm really that special. Like, you do this every weekend is how it comes across. So, again, that goes back to, like, having that time for some conversation, connecting with my partner, flirting with me a little bit, and then taking it at my pace if I give you, like, the cues or the touch on the shoulder or something like that. Not the pressure to fuck right away.
Yeah.
Meeting in a club. That's the vibe I get. I don't know if you feel that same way. I understand, though, because club settings, it's not a lot of time to play.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I think the thing, I feel like I see this more at, I guess, like, clubs or parties. But what drives me nuts, and I know like some of our friends have shared this as well, don't be the single guy who waits for the male partner to go get a drink or use the restroom or something like that and then pounce on the female.
Ooh,
like that is fucking shit and is not going to get you anywhere. You need to approach them as a couple, in my opinion. Again, I guess other couples might feel differently. But to me, that just feels shady as fuck. That if you're waiting to talk to me until my partner is gone, like, automatic red flag for me.
Yeah.
Like, approach us as a couple because that's how this is going to go down.
Definitely has happened to me at PGC. Ah. I can reflect on several times where even just on the dance floor, like, I was with Barry. He's gone to the bar and I'm by myself.
Sure.
And they, like, swarm. And... yeah, it's just a little uncomfortable because I don't want Barry to come back and it's like, who the fuck is this? Like,
right.
Not, I mean, we're in the setting where it'd probably be okay, but yeah, it's a little weird. Why could you not maybe come up when he's there too? Maybe you're intimidated or don't know the scenario, but still.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard for men though at clubs because you don't want to be a wallflower.
Sure.
You don't want to be too pushy. Yeah. It's like that sweet spot. Yeah, I don't know. Where females are Goldilocks. I don't know. We need it just right.
Indeed. Indeed.
So maybe that's why it's easier the one-on-one setting to try to meet a couple instead of just meeting at a club right off the bat. However, I think we do say on our FWA SLS messages to a lot of people, we say we prefer to meet at a club setting because there's less pressure. So we're guilty of saying that. But yeah. I think it's easier to actually be fully successful with a couple one-on-one, even if you don't play the first time. Maybe you meet one-on-one and then go to a club together and then you can play immediately because you already have that that baseline knowledge of each other.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I don't know. I could argue the other side too. Like maybe you meet at a club, but then there's like enough of a positive interaction that you want to schedule a one-on-one that could lead to play. So yeah, I mean, I think it could work either way, definitely. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I just general rule.
It goes back to that patience thing, by the way, that you said.
Like, probably don't expect to play on the first meeting, regardless of where it's at, I think would be kind of a safe rule. And again, I know there, you know, different couples have different rules and expectations. So just like fucking be cool. Is that so much to ask?
Maybe. Maybe we've touched on a few of these items, but do you feel like there's certain things that single men can do that right off the bat just make you say no? They've lost the deal. They're not sealing shit with me because this is what they have done. I think what we said, maybe some of the messages or being too pushy in a club. For me, it's also like just sending a dick pic or I don't know. I feel like there's other things that we're pretty picky about that I'm sure a lot of other couples are too, that would just shut it down. Nope, we're not moving any further. Do you have examples or experiences?
Yeah, definitely the dick pic is just an automatic like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for me. Right off the bat.
And then the other thing that maybe it is more unique for Gary and I than like a widespread thing, but Gary and I are not really into like the whole alpha and dom sub whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And I absolutely respect that that is very important for some people's play style, that they want kind of established boundaries and like this is what they prefer. And I absolutely respect that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that for us, it's not really our thing. So for me, if that's kind of what you're leading with, I'm automatically thinking that we're probably not a good match.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
I'm not going to be like a bitch and just totally shut you down either. But just like that's going to be my first thought is that this is probably not the best match. Like if that's where you're leading from, that's about the last thing on my list. So just not a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, you know, like how would anybody fucking know that? So
yeah, that's the other thing. Be you, be yourself, be honest in your messages.
Absolutely.
And if it's not a right connection, you either won't get a response or you'll get one that politely declines you. But
yeah,
I think you should right off the bat be yourself and be unique and be honest. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you'll find the right connections. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't think we've actually, Barry and I have gotten a lot of messages about being a dom, maybe a few. Mm. Sounds appealing, but yeah, we don't really understand that realm of play. So we would probably not connect either.
And again, I do appreciate that this has got to be difficult for single males because, you know, as some of our listener kind of follower feedback indicated, you want confidence, but you don't want cockiness. And I know that can be a tricky line to walk, but like, I don't care how much you can bench. Like, I don't really care.
Or not right off the bat. Maybe in a general conversation.
I mean, whatever. If you want to bring it up later, that's fine. But then you're going to have to listen to how much I can deadlift. And like, are you going to be cool with that or not? Because it goes both ways, folks. But like, you know what I don't know. Just like, I don't necessarily appreciate those like little things that are thrown out as though they're supposed to like, my panties are supposed to fucking melt off now. Like, just be fucking cool. Be genuine. Like, be real with me. Like, that stuff drives me nuts.
Again, easier said than done, but we're trying to give their best advice possible to help you guys out there. I think it really, I feel like the stem of all this goes back to just being able to have those good conversations, whether it's in person or electronic, like just being able to keep things going and being yourself and just a normal fucking human being in a conversation. So
yeah, just to sort of wrap this part up, we did reach out to a couple single males who have once upon a time sealed our deals. Yeah, get my drift. And so I asked them, both of these individuals happen to have experience in the lifestyle as part of a couple and as a single male. So for what it's worth, they kind of have seen, I think, both sides of the coin. Some of their tips for their fellow single men out there. Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Ooh. Show respect to both parties, which again, I know we said as well earlier, but just to reiterate. One thing that I thought was kind of interesting that I hadn't thought about, he suggested don't use belittling names such as bitch or slut.
Oh.
Unless you've confirmed that the couple is into that.
Well, shit. How about that?
So, yeah. Something to think about. When you are making plans with a couple, be flexible and kind of yield to the couple's schedule. Don't be pushy with them. You got to sort of work with what they're giving you. The one that I really appreciated, his suggestion was for the man to listen to her body and her moans, and it will tell you everything that you need to know.
Mm.
Pay attention to those details And if she's making a good noise, keep doing what you're fucking doing. So genius. Focusing on her satisfaction. Again, you got to be able to rise to the occasion. Most couples are probably going to require condoms with play. Got to be prepared for that. And then the need to stand out from other single guys. Because again, it's kind of a numbers game. It is what it is. You need to have something, like we said earlier, be unique, be yourself. You got to sort of stand out. Our other friend also shared that any online profile that you have should really showcase what you have to offer. So again, kind of that uniqueness, but stand out and be clear about yourself. Be truthful and just put it out there. Having clear and recent pictures on those online profiles is huge.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Don't fucking have a 20-year-old photo when you used to have a six pack. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter if you do or not, but just fucking be genuine. Huh, I liked this one. He shared that single males should understand that no response is a response.
Wow. Yeah.
So to your point earlier, Madison, if you're the single male sending the exact same verbiage every 3 months mm-hmm. and you are not getting a response to that, fucking move on.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Because that's annoying. Don't fucking send dick pics unless you are asked specifically to send one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then also he suggested dress to impress for a first meeting with a couple.
Oh, 100%.
Which again, like the hygiene, like look good, smell good, all that kind of stuff. Yes. So there you go. From the field, we did ask other people for some input here. So thank you for our listeners who shared some feedback. Thank you to our single male friends. You guys know who you are. And then you have our thoughts in there as well. So single males, we put it out there for you the best we could. I know it's tough out there. You got to stand out without being pushy. You got to be confident without being cocky. You got to be able to put her needs before your own. It definitely takes some time and effort to find the right couple or hot wife dynamic. So just be patient. I would also suggest that you're willing to reflect on those experiences that you do have, whether for better or worse. Consider what worked or what didn't work so that you can adjust accordingly for the next opportunity that falls into your lap.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Single men, we are here for you. We love you, advocate for you, and want you to be a part of the lifestyle. So we hope you took something away from this, and we look forward to playing with you in the future. Mwah. We're going to take a quick break here from one of our partners and be back for our sexy Going Deep segment from Kenzie. Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Or perhaps fellas out there might worry about their member rising to the occasion. Cue in Shameless Care. They're the experts in STI testing and ED medication. With Shameless Care, you get an at-home testing kit that arrives in discreet packaging, a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions to ask, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results. All of this from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care also offers ED medication at half the price of other providers, giving you the chance to save over $200 a year. No games, no added shipping charges, no more hassle. Visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT and receive $20 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed. All right, friends, we are back for that sexy Going Deep segment, and I cannot wait to hear what Kenzie has to share from this sexy story from Podbash. Give me more. Give me the deets. Let's go.
Ooh, we're going way back on this. It feels like forever ago.
But, it does, though.
But the memory still burns strong.
Mm.
So, yes. So this is a story about an experience that Gary and I had at Podbash. I had glanced over it in our Podbash recap episode, but it definitely deserves its own spotlight here. So prior to Podbash, at the risk of sounding like a completely conceited bitch, I was fortunate enough to have a couple gentlemen reach out ahead of time and express some interest if the stars should align at Podbash that they were interested. Very appreciative, very flattered by that. This is one of those gentlemen. So I think what was sort of unique about this one is his first message to me referenced some unfinished business from a couple years ago. And I will be honest, I have a terrible memory, first of all. Wasn't really sure what was happening at first when I read that message.
Oh boy.
Had to think about it for a second. But if you are a longtime listener, 2 Podbashes ago, I propositioned a couple with an orgy without anybody else's consent. Do not recommend. But if you happen to remember that, it's this couple. They did not accept my offer. They were not ready. They were new in the lifestyle at the time. Thank goodness they did not accept, because that was not my aim. Anyway, but it's lit a fire to be extinguished a couple years later. And here we are. So I think that was part of what was such a good experience for me, is that we did have this opportunity to exchange some sexy messages ahead of time. And there was no promises and no guarantees. It was kind of, if sort of that connection and the spark is there, once we're at Podbash, I'm interested, this would be great, just want to shoot my shot kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Love that. I appreciate that.
So yeah, again, kind of like the confidence without being cocky, but just sort of putting it out there. So definitely appreciated that. So we had exchanged a few sexy messages ahead of time, which kind of, you know, intrigued me. And then when we did meet again in person, definitely there was an immediate attraction.
Okay. So wait. Backtrack here. Mm-hmm. This was the couple that you propositioned. Ah. And you're talking a lot about the male half mm-hmm. and a connection. Was this just like a one-on-one with you and the male partner of this group? Or is this a couple scenario? Or what's the deal here?
Yeah, all of the above.
Oh,
so when okay. he reached out on an app, he and his female partner were included in the messaging. She didn't really say very much, but she was aware of what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it was primarily sort of he and I conversing.
Oh, okay.
But she was aware, because we had sort of talked a little bit about the dynamics of, do they play separately? Do they play alone? Mm-hmm. Like, what's everybody's preference? So there was talk of us maybe playing separately if it went that way at Podbash,
mm-hmm.
but also the opportunity for like a couples situation as well, okay. if that would end up being sort of the preferred method. So
okay,
there's that.
But it seems like right off the bat, kind of focused on like you and him making a connection.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Continue.
All right. So when we met up at Podbash, then kind of nice, to say the least, that there was that attraction, and fun and hilarity ensued from there. So for the sake of tonight's story, he shall forever be known as Alberto, and she shall forever be known as Margarita, because he has a Prince Albert piercing, which will come into play later. And she is just, to me, this fun, spicy firecracker.
Absolutely.
Of a woman. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I was thinking like spicy margarita. So she's going to be Margarita.
That's perfect.
So speaking of Alberto and Margarita, he and she, I guess they're kind of both around my height. I mean, we're all less than 6 feet. Does it really matter?
She seems so tiny.
Yeah.
So I know who you're talking about, yeah. So I'm just sorry.
No, but yes, I appreciate the help.
Shorter.
Yeah. He has a nice tan. They live in Florida, so I guess that's just, you just get a nice tan.
I think it's just part of living in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. Bless his heart. Definitely in shape, like strong. I don't want to say beefy, because I feel like that can have like a negative connotation, but like a strong guy. Like,
he's just like fit and muscular, fit, yeah. But not overly. It's like it fits his body very yeah. well.
And I think he has kind of like this devilish smile, like innocent, but like, you know, there's more behind
Ooh,
it kind
yes.
of thing. And then for Margarita, she has dark hair that I swear could be like a fucking Disney princess. Like, it's just like full and thick and shiny and luscious. And like, I will never fucking have hair like that. But like, it's just like would blow in the wind and there was no wind. I don't know how it happened.
I can see it now.
dark eyes as well. Just like a beautiful, like creamy complexion. And perhaps, if I may be so bold, a couple of her most outstanding features. She has these juicy lips. Like, I don't even know how else to explain it. Like, I mean, I guess if I wanted to be crass, you could say that they were like dick sucking lips. Mm-hmm. Like, just like just full juicy lips.
Yeah.
And this smackable ass, like just,
something to grab onto. Yeah.
So totally attractive couple, I guess is the point. But
equally attractive.
I know that people like some detail. So there you go. So we've got Alberto. We've got Margarita. Quick side note. I wondered in preparing for this story, why do they call it a Prince Albert piercing? Because he has one.
Yeah, I don't know. I've wondered that too.
And here's what I learned. And I'll just try to be quick about this. Quote, unquote. It is difficult for anyone to say how exactly the piercing got its name. However, the most likely theory is that Victorian haberdashers called it the dressing ring and used it to firmly secure male genitalia to the more comfortable leg. It was very popular in these days for men to wear extremely tight trousers, and the piercing helped minimize visible endowment.
Wow.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever.
That's crazy.
So Alberto has a Prince Albert piercing. And that will become fun in a few minutes. So, yes, Alberto and I had sort of chatted ahead of Pod Bash. When we all met up in the pool, it was just like we never lost a beat. We were all best friends again. Thankfully, they didn't hate me for trying to force an orgy on them. But Alberto and I definitely clicked. We were like making out in the pool right away. He gave me a lovely shoulder massage in the pool. I was just like putty in his hands. I was like, yes, you found all my buttons and you've pushed them accordingly. Like, let's go. So later in the evening, it was kind of getting to that point where like play is on the table. And I thought perhaps he and I were going to have a solo experience, which would have been great. Was not opposed at all to like a foursome situation either. So what ended up happening is that Alberto and I left the club first and went back to my and Gary's room and sort of got the party started. Margarita and Gary will show up shortly.
Ooh, so you had no idea, but I assume maybe they had this. I assume they had this planned.
I think I just misunderstood some things.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine.
No, it's great either way. It's
yeah,
fun.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, I was like totally surprised and then immediately excited when Gary and Margarita walked in. I was like, oh, it's a party now.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally fine. I think I kind of misunderstood something along the way. So yeah, Alberto and I went back to the room first, kind of just took a minute, like clean up a little bit, you know, get ready, get the condoms and the lube out and all that good stuff. So we get started with some oral. Gary and Margarita walk in as Alberto is going down on me. So I'm on my back on the bed. The door to the room opens. And I just like have a head in my vagina and I just look over.
Are you freaking out?
Not really. Like, I mean, it seems like I probably should have, but I just like looked over at the door and watched them walk in. I was like, hey guys. Like,
that's so cool.
Quintessential yeah. swinger. I was just like, yeah. Come on in. So that was fun and weird, probably, if you're listening to this. But what I remember, a few key takeaways from all of this fun and games. I had so much fucking fun grinding on Alberto when I was on the bottom. Which
wow,
I feel
for
like,
you.
Yeah, it's not my normal kind of thing. It doesn't always work for me. But like just something about, I guess, the way that we fucking fit together. So I'm on my back on the bed. Obviously, he's on top of me, like deep inside. And I am just like,
ooh.
Like hands on his shoulders, kind of like pulling him into me.
Like you want him as far in you as
yes,
possible. I get that.
Ooh. And I'm just like, like he doesn't even, like the poor man, like I hope he didn't feel used. He didn't have to really do anything.
He probably didn't even care.
Except just like be there. And I just like was like a fucking monkey, just like attached and just grinding. But I love that shit when that works. Mm. So that was fucking awesome. And then obviously at some point I switched to being on top of Alberto because that is my go-to. And one of the things that I remember that I just loved is that I was on top of Alberto and I looked over to my left for what it's worth. And Margarita had stopped to pull her hair back, like into a ponytail.
Yeah.
Because she was going to go down on Gary. Mm-hmm. And in the moment, looking back on it, I think it was probably pretty awkward for her. Because all three of us were just watching her pull her hair back.
Everyone just stopped and looked.
Yeah. And like, I probably should have used some words and said something, but she just looked so beautiful.
Aww.
And there was something so hot about her taking that moment to like pull her hair back, knowing that like
what she's
fucking
do.
Game on. Like, she's about to go to work. Like, it was just so hot, and I should have fucking said something to that effect in the moment because she did kind of stop and look at us all like, why are you staring at me? And like, I just couldn't even form the words at the time. So Margarita, I'm sorry, but it was so hot because it was just like, yeah, like she's going to go get it. So it was really hot. And then the other really kind of standout thing for me in this experience, and then I do have something from Gary's perspective to share, but something that so not only was the Prince Albert piercing new for me, I had not experienced that before. I think, like, I couldn't specifically feel the piercing itself, like, in my vagina. Mm-hmm. But when I was going down on him, I definitely knew it was there. And I was a little self-conscious because I felt like I was sort of clacking around a little bit. Like,
what do you
mean? The point, like, because it was, like, the piercing, like, the whatever, like the actual jewelry was like clacking on my teeth. Like I didn't like it took me a second to kind of like get a rhythm and like figure it all out. And I was like getting like self-conscious, wondering if that was distracting or if it was still enjoyable. Because like, should I focus on it or should I just
I don't
like,
know.
Do
it's
I almost
new.
Pretend
what
like it's
do?
Not even there and just do my normal stuff or like so I was I don't know, a little self-conscious about it. I don't know.
No, that's fair.
I think it ended up okay, but at first, I was like, what do I do with this?
What felt what felt better in a different way, like in either your pussy or your mouth, like what from having that piercing, like what was something different that you felt that you enjoyed made it so worth it?
Good question.
I'm curious because I've never experienced it and I feel like it would hit a different spot or something. But like, what do you get out of it? I'm sure he gets other sensations out of it.
I think for me, the biggest difference was more so in my pussy than my mouth. And it was just almost like different pressure points.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't necessarily that like, oh my gosh, I can feel this specific piercing now.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't that
obvious.
Specific or obvious. But it just like, it was kind of like hitting in a different way.
Just more heightened.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it was
okay.
Nice. So that was new for me.
Go ahead. Throughout that he had a condom on.
Yes.
I assume, and you still felt the extra.
Yeah. And interesting side note, to their credit, Alberto and Margarita did their research when he first got the piercing. It sounds like he had originally he would always remove the piercing before a play session, use a condom and, play because there was concern that the piercing would like break the condom. So he and Margarita kind of practiced leaving the piercing in and using a condom just to kind of ensure that like, yes, this could work in a play session. So kudos to them for taking that step. So then the other thing that was a little bit new for me that I was completely surprised that I enjoyed. So I vividly can still like remember this and feel this moment. Gary and Margarita were off to my left. He had her bent over. So kind of like her chest is on the bed, but she's standing on the floor and he's banging her from behind. I am grinding on dear sweet Alberto for my life. The shivers had kicked in by now. Like I'm on cloud nine.
Shivers night. Okay.
I'm like wet and sloppy and just amazingly
fun.
Super hot.
Ah. Yeah. So I'm getting like pretty close to orgasm. And Alberto starts saying, good girl.
Oh.
And I never would have thought that I would like that.
Definitely to you.
Yeah. But like it like fucking like some sort of switch flipped in my little head. And like it was words of encouragement
gosh.
Like the way that it was coming across.
Yeah.
Because I think he could tell that I was getting close.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like that was also kind of a new piece of the puzzle for me, because I really haven't had any other partners say that phrase.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, I would have never expected to really enjoy that. But just, I don't know if it was the moment, the shivers, him, Florida,
all of
it that came together just in sort of this perfect storm. But it definitely helped fuel me on to orgasm.
To the edge, over the edge.
Oh, it was so good. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I don't think it would work in every situation with every partner. But just like something about that scenario, like when like, and it was just like this soft little just like, good girl.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh. Just thinking about it.
I'm like, getting worked up.
God, I'm like sweating now. But it was fucking amazing. So thank you, Alberto. Oh. Okay. And then just to kind of wrap this up a little bit, I wanted to share some of Gary's perspective, because I know it's like the story is always obviously from like the female perspective. So a couple kind of highlights for Gary. Margarita had asked him what he likes when they were on their way back to our room to meet up with Alberto and I. And he appreciated the fact that she even asked, because I don't think that happens a whole lot for him.
That's a good point.
So that was nice. And he shared that he does like for the woman to be on top, like that kind of slow grinding that I normally do. And bless her heart, she gave him what he asked for. So yay for listening to what your partner wants.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And he did sort of give her the heads up that he's not like a hard and fast jackhammer kind of guy. So she knew what she was in for. Regardless, I think that was really cool of her to kind of ask the question in the first place and then also be willing to kind of provide what Gary said he liked. So
did Gary reciprocate? Did he tell you like and ask her and then give her what she wanted? Do you know that or no?
He did.
Oh, and, good. Good boy.
And lucky and lucky for this situation, their interests aligned.
Oh,
so
perfect.
That was a win.
All right.
Yeah. Happy circumstance there. So yeah, so that was cool that kind of worked out. He definitely enjoyed her blowjob. I kind of alluded to that earlier when she was pulling her hair back. So he really enjoyed that. She had her arms like under his thighs. So he's on his back. So rather than just like kind of legs spread and like just going down on his cock.
I can picture. Yeah.
She put her arms like under his thighs.
Yeah.
And was like really locked in and like on the cock.
Nice.
So he appreciated that approach. That was a little something different. So kudos to Margarita for that.
Hell yeah. Fun
ladies,
couple.
If you need to kind of switch it up, that might be something to try. And then, yeah, the other thing, again, that Gary enjoyed that I sort of alluded to is when he had Margarita bent over the bed. So again, her chest is kind of like on the bed and she's standing. Gary's banging her from behind. So essentially they are both facing Alberto and I that are on the bed fucking, and just kind of hot for Gary to watch me riding Alberto while he was banging Margarita. So even though I originally thought it was going to be sort of a solo session, I'm really glad that Gary and Margarita joined us.
Yeah.
Because I think it made for like a much more interesting and sort of dynamic experience. So
it was definite like parallel play. Like you were not connected at all, but you were right next to each other. That's still hot.
Yeah.
Fun.
Okay. Yeah. And if I ever am fortunate enough to sort of reenact some of this, I would definitely appreciate the chance to get my hands on Margarita a little bit more. But you know, you can't do it all in one night. So, so yeah, I don't know. I hope that wasn't too disjointed. I was kind of trying to hit those highlights because it was such an amazing, fun experience. So thank you to Alberto and Margarita. Really fun night. And I guess my sort of takeaway message from this is kind of like a never say never, I guess, message. Because 2 years ago, they had said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I totally respect that. But then look at that. Couple years later, everybody has grown a little bit and is interested maybe in trying some different things. Here we are, had a great experience and would love to do it again.
Again, it goes back to having patience, like we said with the single male.
Yeah, it applies in all ways.
Like it never hurts to just wait it out. Good things come to those who wait. Yeah. I love it. Super hot. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, I was very much picturing every exact thing you were saying. And now I want to do all of that. So that was really hot. Thank you for sharing that. But I think, friends, that'll do it for episode 57. Thank you so much for listening and joining us for this crazy ride of an episode. We'd love to hear from you and connect with you. Don't forget to connect with us or follow us on X or Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. Email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And don't forget to check out our website, friendswithatwist.com. You can check out all of our sponsors or our partners to get all their discount codes and direct links, and also see dates and our plans for the future of where we're going to be.
Sorry.
Anything else?
No, just a good hell yeah.
So until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.